Okay, so let's have a look at a couple of keywords that you need to know for learning outcome 1.11, interpreting a wage slip. So a couple of keywords include the following. Number one, tax. So what is tax? This is a compulsory payment to the government. It's charged on income, for example, PAYE, PRSI, USC. It's also charged on business profit. So if you talk about your corporation tax, which is 12.5%, and it's also added to the goods, to the cost of goods and services, for example, your VAT, value added tax, your customs duty, and your excise duty. Your next one then is your tax liability. So this means that a certain amount of money must be paid to the government. It is the responsibility of each person to make sure that they pay the correct tax. So your tax liability is kind of like your tax bill. So how much tax are you going to pay? So the majority of the time, if you work, the business will calculate your tax for you. But if you get any extra income, then you might have to calculate the tax on that. You've also got tax avoidance. So this is a legal way of reducing the amount of tax that you pay. For example, you can claim tax credits, which will reduce your tax bill. So you can claim tax credits on your income, for example, being a married person or a single person, and that's going to reduce the amount of tax or the amount of PAYE that you're going to pay. The fourth one then, tax evasion. So this is illegal and usually means when people fail to declare some or all of their tax. So those found guilty will pay interest and penalties or may go to jail. So some people might have an extra property that they're renting out. Some people may have income coming from the likes of YouTube channels that they'll have. And if they don't declare correctly how much money they're getting for that and paying the correct amount of tax on it, it's called tax avoidance. So the fifth definition then is a tax rate. So this is the percentage of tax that is levied on your income. There are two rates. You've got your standard rate cutoff point, which is usually 20%, or you've got your higher rate, which is 40%. So that means that you can earn a certain amount of income up to a certain point, and you're going to be taxed at 20%. Anything above that, then you're going to be taxed at 40%. And those rates are subject to change depending in the budget. You've got your standard rate cutoff point. So this is the SRCOP. And it's a document that is sent by revenue that shows how much will be taxed at the standard rate cutoff point, which is the low rate of 20%, and the high rate cutoff point, which is the high rate of 40%. So you can earn up to a certain amount. Once you start going over that amount, then you're going to start paying 40% on the balance. So you could, let's say, for example, you could earn, your standard rate cutoff point is 30,000. So anything up as far as 30,000, you will pay 20%. If you start earning 50,000, then the extra 20,000 is paid at 40%. You got your tax credit. So this is the money, this is the amount by which your tax bill will be reduced by. So your tax credit will be sent to you by revenue, and it's different depending on your circumstances. So remember, that's going to reduce your tax liability, and you're going to take it away from your PAYE. You got your gross pay. So this is the amount of pay before any deductions, and gross pay is usually made up of your basic pay, plus your overtime, plus commission, plus any bonuses that you might get. Net pay then, this is the gross pay less any deductions, and it's also known as take-home pay. So there's two types of deductions that you have. You've got statutory deductions and voluntary deductions. Statutory deductions must be paid, and that includes your PAYE, your PRSI, and your USC. And voluntary deductions, then it's up to the employee what they want to be taken out of their wages. For example, something to go into savings, maybe pay a credit union, maybe pay your union fees. Deductions then, so these are payments that are taken away from gross pay. It includes statutory deductions. These must be paid and are sent to revenue, for example, PAYE, PRSI, and USC. And then you've got voluntary deductions. So these are deductions that the employees chooses to pay, for example, VHI, savings, or a pension. And they're the main keywords that you need to know for this chapter. So you're talking about tax, tax liability, tax avoidance, tax evasion, tax rate, standard rate cutoff point, tax credit, gross pay, net pay, and deductions.